This recording is not a live assessment and should be used as a sample or practice only.
You hear the information on the radio and decide you want to go.
And now, here's a fantastic free opportunity for you to join the audience of a talent show to be shown on television this summer. Watch singers, dancers, magic acts and amazing animals with their owners, all trying to win £20,000. Tickets for these shows will be popular, so book quickly. Order tickets from the 1st of February by contacting the ticket line on 0221 221 221, or to select your own seats, book on the show's website. Find all the details on our website, www.showbiz.com. Filming takes place in London, Manchester and Birmingham. There are a variety of dates during April and May. Don't forget to post a review of the show on our Facebook page when you have been. And now, here's a fantastic free opportunity for you to join the audience of a talent show to be shown on television this summer. Watch singers, dancers, magic acts and amazing animals with their owners, all trying to win £20,000. Tickets for these shows will be popular, so book quickly. Order tickets from the 1st of February by contacting the ticket line on 0221 221 221, or to select your own seats, book on the show's website. Find all the details on our website, www.showbiz.com. Filming takes place in London, Manchester and Birmingham. There are a variety of dates during April and May. Don't forget to post a review of the show on our Facebook page when you have been. And now, here's a fantastic free opportunity for you to join the audience of a talent show to be shown on television this summer. Watch singers, dancers, magic acts and amazing animals with their owners, all trying to win £20,000. Tickets for these shows will be popular, so book quickly. Order tickets from the 1st of February by contacting the ticket line on 0221 221 221, or to select your own seats, book on the show's website. Find all the details on our website, www.showbiz.com. Filming takes place in London, Manchester and Birmingham. There are a variety of dates during April and May. Don't forget to post a review of the show on our Facebook page when you have been.
Now answer questions 1 to 7. You do not need to write in full sentences. You are listening to a local radio discussion between DJ Paul Jones and his guest Jane Jetson about food banks.
We're talking to Jane Jetson about the food bank that opened in our town last month. Jane, can you tell me more about the food bank and who can use it?
Well, Paul, we opened the food bank at the beginning of May in response to the increasing number of people in the area who are struggling to ensure that there is food on the table. Many of the bags of food are used to feed children. Around a third of people using food banks in 2013-14 were children.
So what are the real reasons people do not have money for food? Is it just that people don't have a job?
Rising food and fuel prices, low incomes, unemployment and changes to benefits are some of the reasons why increasing numbers are being referred to food banks for emergency food, Paul. The need for help from a food bank is becoming a very real problem, even among people who are working. Everyone can help just by donating some food at the local supermarkets. We need dried or tinned food such as soup, biscuits, pasta, jam or cereal. Each person who is entitled to food can have 3 days worth of food. We also welcome volunteers who can help to distribute the food.
Hopefully our listeners will help you reach more people and also give food if they can. Jane, I do hope that you will get the support you need. Good luck. We're talking to Jane Jetson about the food bank that opened in our town last month. Jane, can you tell me more about the food bank and who can use it?
Well, Paul, we opened the food bank at the beginning of May in response to the increasing number of people in the area who are struggling to ensure that there is food on the table. Many of the bags of food are used to feed children. Around a third of people using food banks in 2013-14 were children.
So what are the real reasons people do not have money for food? Is it just that people don't have a job?
Rising food and fuel prices, low incomes, unemployment and changes to benefits are some of the reasons why increasing numbers are being referred to food banks for emergency food. The need for help from a food bank is becoming a very real problem, even among people who are working. Everyone can help just by donating some food at the local supermarkets. We need dried or tinned food such as soup, biscuits, pasta, jam or cereal. Each person who is entitled to food can have 3 days' worth of food. We also welcome volunteers who can help to distribute the food.
Hopefully our listeners will help you reach more people and also give food if they can. Jane, I do hope that you will get the support you need. Good luck. We're talking to Jane Jetson about the food bank that opened in our town last month. Jane, can you tell me more about the food bank and who can use it?
Well, Paul, we opened the food bank at the beginning of May in response to the increasing number of people in the area who are struggling to ensure that there is food on the table. Many of the bags of food are used to feed children. Around a third of people using food banks in 2013-14 were children.
So what are the real reasons people do not have money for food? Is it just that people don't have a job?
Rising food and fuel prices, low incomes, unemployment and changes to benefits are some of the reasons why increasing numbers are being referred to food banks for emergency food. The need for help from a food bank is becoming a very real problem, even among people who are working. Everyone can help just by donating some food at the local supermarkets. We need dried or tinned food such as soup, biscuits, pasta, jam or cereal. Each person who is entitled to food can have 3 days' worth of food. We also welcome volunteers who can help to distribute the food.
Hopefully our listeners will help you reach more people and also give food if they can. Jane, I do hope that you will get the support you need. Good luck.
Now answer questions 8 to 10.